So now the permanent green, this other's just Bermuda, and he's gonna wait till fall to do this other. Said he's building on to his house and other things. He just didn't want to get in debt with it. So he's gonna plant my front yard with the green grass like his when he plants over there. Mm-hmm. And I might get him to cement the driveway around, but I don't know whether I will.
A little while ago, we were talking about some of the different diseases that people used to have. You know, one of your sons had diphtheria. What did you do back then in order to take care of him? What did the doctor do, or what did you have to do for him?
I had to stay up with him all night. I just took care of him, and they gave him some kind of shots.
They did have shots.
Uh-huh.
Was there anything that
I don't know what it was called, yeah. But anyhow, the doctor come. And the other children didn't take it. They had shots to keep them from taking whatever. I guess that's what kept them from it, because he's the only one had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they, when people got sick back then, was it easy to get to a doctor or get a doctor to you?
Yeah, there was a county city doctor in Jonesboro, lived just above me when I was, I didn't have the measles till after I was out of school. Well, I begun, everybody else had them and got over it, but my fever just kept going up, and I think it went, I forget whether it was 7 or 8. And the doctor had the drugstore, and he lived 3 doors above us. And when he'd go home for dinner, he'd stop by, give her a little bit more time. Well, and when he'd get through with dinner, he'd come back to see how I was doing. Fever still up. And give her another one. And honey, that went on for 2 days, going out from work and coming back. And they give me a little bit more. And honey, I got as drunk as a bar now. And that's something my brother says you never did have to sober me up. But I broke out all over with measles. And it took 2 days taking a tablespoonful of whiskey. That's what we had in the closet when the older girls had their monthlies, you know, they cranked. I never did have that, so it didn't bother me. But anyhow, that's what they gave me to make me break out with measles, that I went 2 days, and every time the doctor would come home for dinner, or after supper, or come home for supper, close the, and give a little bit more. And 2 days' time, I was drunk, and my brother says that that's something I never did have to do for him to sober it up, but I broke out with measles all over. I was just, so that's my, and I was already out of school. I went to the 10th grade.
Oh my goodness. Well, can you remember if your aunt that took care of, did they have any special concoctions they would make up when you were sick or anything, instead of using medicine like we buy at the drugstore?
Castor oil is the only thing we ever had.
Did you ever give that to your children?
Yeah. I thought I did for them, unless they had something that I had to call the doctor. If they had the stomach ache and something made the stomach hurt, I'd give them some castor. And I got why I quit doing it, because they'd spit it all over the wall. But then, of course, when it come time for doctors and all, we'd have the doctor give them things. But,
tell me what you can remember about being in high school.
Well, there was just one boy in our graduating class in the high school, 10th grade. And he was smart as a whip, but he wouldn't